Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Waaree Renewable Technologies Limited Q1 and FY26 earnings conference call organized by MUFG Intime India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Nidhi Vijayvargi from MUFG Intime India Private Limited. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you, Bhavya. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Waaree Renewable Technologies Limited to discuss the Q1 FY26 business performance. Today on the call we have from management, Mr. Hitesh Mehta, Executive Director, Mr. Manmohan Sharma, CFO, Mr. Abhishek Parikh, Group Head Finance, Mr. Neeraj Vinayak, Vice President, Investor Relations, and Mr. Rohit Wade, General Manager, Investor Relations. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in the today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. For more details, kindly refer to the investor presentation and other filings that can be found on the company's website. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to management for their opening remarks and then we open the floor for Q&A. Thank you and over to you, Manmohan sir.
Thank you, Nidhi. Good afternoon to all of you. I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of you for joining the earnings conference call of Waaree Renewable Technologies Limited, where we'll be discussing our business performance for Q1 FY2026. I hope you all have got the opportunity to go through our financial results and investor presentation, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as on the company's website. I also want to express my sincere gratitude to all those who have dedicated their time to join this call and have consistently been part of our journey. I have along with me Mr. Hitesh Mehta, Executive Director, Mr. Abhishek Parikh, Group Head Finance, Mr. Neeraj Vinayak, Vice President, Investor Relations, Mr. Rohit Wade, General Manager, Investor Relations, and other key members of our management team. Let me begin by thanking all our stakeholders for their continued trust and support. Your confidence in our vision and execution has been instrumental in our journey so far. We are pleased to report a strong start for FY2026. In Q1 itself, we have recorded a revenue of ₹603.19 crores, marking a growth of 155.20% over the same quarter last year. Our EBITDA stood at ₹117.54 crores, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 186.14%, while PAT come in at ₹86.39 crores, up 206.77 from Q1 FY2025. These results reflect the strength of our business model, operational discipline, and execution capabilities. Our unexecuted order books remain robust at 3.15 gigawatt peak, which provides strong visibility of execution in the coming quarter. During Q1, we successfully executed 699 megawatt peak of EPC projects. This further strengthens our position in India's renewable energy journey. This performance comes at a time when the renewable energy sector in India is undergoing a remarkable transformation. As of 30th June 2025, India's total installed renewable energy capacity has reached 234 gigawatt, with solar energy contributing 116.25 gigawatt. This includes 89.29 gigawatt from ground-mounted projects, 18.84 gigawatt from rooftop solar, 3.06 gigawatt from hybrid projects, and 5.05 gigawatt from off-grid solar. India's clean energy transition has now reached a major milestone. The country has achieved 50% of its total installed power capacity from non-fossil fuel sources, 5 years ahead of its 2030 target. As of June 2025, India's total installed power capacity stands at 484.8 gigawatt with 242.8 gigawatt sourced from non-fossil fuels. This achievement reinforces India's global leadership in renewable energy and strengthens the foundation for its ambitious goal of 500 gigawatt of renewable energy based electricity generation by 2030. In the first half of current year 2025 alone, solar installation rose by 51.6% year-on-year growth. Utility scale solar led the way with 14.3 gigawatt added, while rooftop solar saw a 76% jump, adding 3.2 gigawatt. These numbers reflect the accelerating pace of adoption and the growing diversity of solar applications. Looking ahead, the government aims to further accelerate this momentum. As per the National Electricity Plan, energy storage requirements are projected to rise sharply, reaching 82.37 gigawatt hours by FY 2027, comprising 47.65 gigawatt hours from pumped storage projects and 34.72 gigawatt hours from battery energy storage system. This requirement is expected to rise to 411.4 gigawatt hours by 2032 and further to 2380 gigawatt hours by 2047, guided by the increasing share of renewables and India's net zero emissions target for 2070. Moreover, government schemes like PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana with an outlay of Rs. 75,000 crore and the extended PM Kusum schemes are further accelerating adoption at the grassroots level. Rooftop solar alone is expected to add around 27 to 29 gigawatt hour by 2030, creating significant opportunity for EPC players like us. In addition, under the solar park scheme, 55 solar parks with a cumulative capacity of 39.95 gigawatt have been approved across 13 states. Of these, 18 solar projects totaling to 10.85 gigawatt have been fully developed and 6 parks with 4.77 gigawatt are partially developed so far. Solar project of 12.2 gigawatt have been commissioned across 24 states, further boosting infrastructure readiness for large-scale solar development, where the EPC players like us have good amount of opportunity to scale up our operations. In Waaree Renewable Technology, we are well positioned to capitalize on this momentum. Our integrated capability, strong execution track record, and customer-centric approach continue to differentiate us in a competitive market. We are also actively exploring EPC opportunity in hybrid projects, battery energy storage system, and green hydrogen, which we believe will be key growth drivers in the coming years. Q1 FY 2026 has set the strong foundation for the year ahead. We remain confident in our ability to deliver sustainable growth, create long-term value for our stakeholders, and contribute meaningfully to India's clean energy future. Thank you once again for your continued support. We now open the floor for any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Prathamesh Divar from Tiger Assets.
Yeah, sir. Thank you so much for this opportunity. So I have a few questions regarding the BESS segment. First is, sir, what kind of capex are we going to do in BESS segment?
Okay. So as you are aware that we are the EPC player and we do execute solar EPC projects, and BESS is one of the component which we are doing the EPC work for them. So as far as the capex was concerned for this particular BESS, we are not going to do any kind of capex for this. Yes. However, we are there in the EPC, which we will do for BESS as well.
So not even so assembly plant or something like this?
Whatever work related to EPC of this BESS, we will do.
To further clarify your question, we have a BESS manufacturing and BESS cell manufacturing plan in place under the holding company, and which the manufacturing is expected to happen in a separate SPV.
Got it, got it. And sir, what sort of revenue can we generate, like, you know, per megawatt hour in this segment?
So it depends, by the way, it depends on the client, the scope of work, the location, and the uptime required in the BESS projects. However, that is not very relevant to the current, con call.
Okay. So just last question. I want to know more about the industry. So on an annual basis, how much order outflows are there in this segment?
So as of now, as far as our EPC company is concerned, we are chasing 25 gigawatt worth of order pipeline, which we will try to convert them to the maximum possible into our confirm order.
So these are annual orders?
No, as of now, our order book is 2.15 gigawatt. What I mentioned is the order pipeline.
Oh, got it. Got it, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. And the second question is from the line of Narendran from 360 ONE Wealth Management.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just wondering what Waaree Renewables' broader goals is regarding the battery storage division. Is there going to be any major CapEx in this play, in this industry, or has there been any major pipeline of orders that's been coming into India or any interest that's been shown?
Sure. So thanks, Narendra, for this question. So if you look at the BESS segment, look at the recent policy guidelines by government as well. Last quarter, government has come up with the regulations to ensure that every solar project do have an integration with minimum uptime from BESS solutions. And we see this as a very large opportunity. To be precise here, for EPC company like Waaree RTL, this predominantly enhances our wallet share with the customers. So when we do an EPC with our clients, as we are doing versus an EPC along with a BESS solution at the site, the revenue and the wallet share enhances from the same set of customers.
Understood. So has there been any interest of BESS projects that's been coming in, or has there been any interest shown towards Waaree?
Yeah. Currently, we have 40 megawatt-hours worth of order in our current order book, sir.
Understood. This is BESS?
Yes.
Understood. Has there been any more interest shown? Has there been how critical would you say this is to the long-term growth of the BESS segment compared to solar?
BESS certainly is a segment which is upcoming and which is yet to see the benefit of BESS in the overall scheme of things. But naturally, BESS is a natural integration with our set of business. As we go ahead, as the requirement of storage at the location of power generation enhances, this certainly could become a very large revenue garner for any company that works in this space. So we really foresee a huge value from the BESS systems happening more in India.
Understood. That's it from my side. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dipesh from ICICI Prudential AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good afternoon. So my first question was firstly around the fall in average revenue that we have seen. So for FY 2025, we stood somewhere around 1.04 crores per megawatt, and this quarter we have just fell to 86 lakhs per megawatt. So what could have been the reasons behind that?
Sure. So our revenue per megawatt cannot be measured the way we are, the way I explained, because we have order of variety kind of order. We have turnkey order. We have only BOS order. So it will vary from quarter to quarter. As of now, we have 3.15 gigawatt. We always say and remains the range of 1.1 to 1.25 crores per megawatt.
Also, there has been like almost over 140% increase in the cost of EPC contract. That is like substantially higher than the revenue growth. So anything specific that why the cost was so high this quarter?
The increase in cost is also in line with the increase in revenue. If you see that our revenue have also increased by 155% on year-on-year basis. So similarly, the cost will also, component also will also increase.
So actually, I mentioned the 140% growth from the previous quarter, quarter-on-quarter, not year-on-year.
So definitely you will see that the revenue has also increased to the extent of 26%. From the previous quarter.
All right. How is the bidding pipeline looking for BESS as well as in the data center segment? Like, since we announced that we'll be foraying into data centers, I don't think we have seen any substantial order in there.
As of now, we don't have any substantial order in data center EPC and BESS, which we have already mentioned to you. But definitely we are looking all the opportunity which are available for EPC work in data center going forward.
My final question is regards to, you know, what kind of operating margins are we looking for the current financial year?
So just to clarify here, we have been maintaining over last quarter on quarter and over calls also, the range of margin that we expect in this business ranges from 14 to 16% of range, and you know, we have been maintaining this for quite some time. This seems to be a very comfortable range for our size of business and the kind of engineering and procurement that we do. We see this as a sustainable number for this kind of business.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Isha Murthy from MI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Like, in addition to the previously asked question related to BESS, what is your strategy for scaling in the BESS and PSP segments with rising energy storage demand?
So, as we grow, that whatever opportunity we mentioned to the previous participant, that any opportunity which are coming up for the BESS, where the power, the solar power is supported by BESS, we will be doing the EPC work for all of these BESS projects as well.
And Isha, to add on to this, if you even look at the the bidding pipelines and the bidding in the past, if you compare last 2 to 3 quarters of orders that have come up in the market, more than 50% of these orders have been either through RTC or through FDRE contract, wherein BESS component is eminent. So we see the trend to be very clear and very loud that the time to come is in a project of solar along with a BESS only. So certainly BESS is going to be one of the critical element of entire solar renewable business.
Okay, okay. Like, also secondly, I wanted to ask that you are at what stage in exploring green hydrogen opportunities, and are there any private projects or collaborations underway?
So we have announced in the past that we have had 1 megawatt worth of green hydrogen development project as a pilot and project, and we are seeking the timelines wherein we should be able to do it. We are yet to close on the execution of it certainly, but we are still looking out for more such opportunities.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Samarth Khandelwal from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I just wanted to understand, in the quarter we have received around 560 megawatt of order. So how do you see the order pipeline?
Sorry for interrupting. Samarth, your voice is not clear. Can you please use a handset?
Is it better now?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on the order book. We have received approximately 560 MW of orders in Q1. So for the rest of the year, how do you see the order book, given that we have just 12 to 15 months of order book remaining?
See, as of June, we have 3.15 gigawatt worth of order book. I'll give you that order book. Order we have won during this quarter is 590 megawatt in worth of 720 crores, which we have won during this quarter. And we expect that similar kind of execution is also 699. So whatever execution we have done for the current quarter, approximately to that extent, we have already received new fresh order. And with the government initiative installing 500 gigawatt of energy over next 5 years, the order inflow should be good.
So my second question is on the BESS. What would be the cost per megawatt of, for ETC cost per megawatt hour of a BESS project?
So, interestingly, if you look at the trend of cost of BESS systems in place, over last 1.5 years, we have seen the rationalization of cost between $250 to $300 cost of a BESS system to today around $80 to $120 per megawatt kind of cost that we see. So we are seeing the cost structures continuously coming down for BESS systems, and we believe that there is still some scope for this to further rationalize as we scale up in the business. But certainly this is one of the most critical element of solar power along with the BESS now going ahead. And we are very much watchful, and we are even bidding in the projects which has got BESS elements into it.
Okay, understood. Sir, we are witnessing that there are delays in execution of projects. So do we see any challenges with respect to our projects that we have on hand regarding execution during this year?
So as of now, we don't see any kind of significant delay, and whatever this has been aligned with our existing customers. So whatever is with the knowledge of the customer, whatever the progress of the project, we are conveying them properly in a structured manner.
Okay. Thank you. That is all from my side.
Thank you. So the next question is from the line of Vishal Chaudhary. Please go ahead.
Hi. So first of all, congratulations on the good set of numbers. And it was really remarkable how you guys are progressing. So that is one thing. So can you tell us that out of the remaining order work, how much you are planning or how much we can anticipate to be completed in FY26, basically in the next 3 quarters?
So, Vishal, thanks for your compliment. The existing order which we are seeing, that is to be executed over next 12 to 15 quarters. It will be difficult for us to break order by break and arrive some number. So whatever we have mentioned, that 3.15 gigawatt is to be executed over next 12 to 15 months.
To give you some understanding on this question, what you can do, you can refer our investor presentation wherein we have mentioned the quantum of execution done over quarter one. So last financial year, FY25, we have done execution of 1.5 gigawatt worth of orders over 12 months. This year, first quarter itself, we have achieved 699 megawatt, roughly 700 megawatt worth of execution done in first half, which is slightly close to 50% of last full year revenue. I think that should give you some sort of sense, that kind of scale that we are seeing
okay.
This year.
Yeah, that I've seen and it closely. The thing is that how is the pipeline for the order pipeline, you can say, that for which you are bidding, how do you see that? Is it slowing down on part of maybe other organization or government, or is it maintaining the same pace? And the last question would be around BESS. As you rightly mentioned, that the prices of BESS is falling drastically. So how you are going to mitigate the risk of bidding at a higher price and over basically later on finding that, okay, then how, like, order cancellation or something in that case that prices are going to come down, there is a lot of fluctuation. Yeah.
The order pipeline as of now is 25 gigawatt, which is comprised of from the central government as well as private utility scale or IPP projects, and we don't see any kind of slowdown in as far as this order pipeline is concerned. If you see that in the last quarter itself, the entire India has already installed 10 gigawatt of solar projects. So, and it will continue to do so. And if you see the overall energy installation, RE energy installation in the country is 50% is already been installed. So there will not be any chance of any slowdown as far as this sector is concerned. With respect to BESS,
yeah, and on again on the pipeline. So my colleague just mentioned on the pipeline. Certainly it is robust and it is flourishing. In fact, we are also looking at additional avenues wherein we are looking at larger market size and pipeline. We are already eyeing global EPC markets. Last quarter itself, we have announced an order from a firm. Yeah, and also we are looking at Middle East market as a potential market for us in terms of EPC opportunities. So we are trying to also expand our pipeline apart from the domestic pipeline. So that's answer to your question number one. Your question two on the best price and protection of price on our margins. So we in past also we have mentioned that we generally don't get into the business of commodity price risk, wherein either we do back-to-back hedging with our vendors on the day of taking an order, or we go with a variable price component with our clients. So whether the price of BESS further comes down, it remains stable, or maybe by few bps, even if it goes up, either of the way, our margins should remain protected as far as we are following our internal guidelines of hedging against every order that we take. We really don't see any issue from this sort of price fluctuation.
Thank you.
Thank you. So the next question is from the line of Akshay Satije from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible this time? Hello.
Yeah, yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, so I actually wanted to understand, so what is your EPC cost in terms of solar and what it would be for BESS? I understand excluding all the module price, it's just the erection cost that is incurred for executing of solar and BESS as of now.
So, however, it depends on the scope of the project and the sizing of the BESS power plant under the EPC contract. So the kind of trend that we have seen is if an EPC with a module, let's take an assumption, if EPC with a module, the price could anyways range between maybe 3 crore to 4.5 crores per megawatt. If you're also planning to add BESS to it, depending on the number of hours of uptime of BESS storage systems, it may further go up from somewhere around 1.5 to 2.5 odd crores per megawatt hour, depending on the number of uptime of BESS that you want. So it all depends on the scope of the work, but this is the broad range that you can take a look at.
Okay. I just wanted to also understand the primary cost of the solar installation. It's down only because of the module cost, or is there any difference in the execution costs in the industry?
No. As far as this our EPC business is concerned, we are getting orders for the turnkey or maybe pure BOS systems. So our cost component depend whether it's a turnkey order where modules are also required or otherwise pure BOS system where module is procured by our customers. So depend upon the order, the cost will vary.
Okay, so I just wanted to understand, would the margins be better if the order is the entire turnkey, say, right from the module to erection, or is that better? If you could just segregate the both for us.
So it is more or less will remain the same range because whether it is turnkey contract or whether it is BOS contract, whatever fits into our risk reward matrix, we confirm the order.
Okay. Got it. So 3 to 5 crores per megawatt for solar EPC and additional 1.5 to 2.5 for BESS per megawatt.
That depends upon the which module, etc. The customer wanted to procure, or what are the EPC order is also have various component. Maybe EPC where you have land component also, where you have connectivity also required from us. So depend upon the scope of the work which is awarded to Waaree Renewable Technology, the price will vary.
Got it. So that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. So the next question is from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah, firstly, congratulations on the result. I just wanted one clarity on the margin. So you said you'll stick to about 14 to 16%. Are these tax margins or the operational margins?
This is EBITDA margin which we talked about.
Because last year we had about 17% PAT margin.
Yes.
So,
as compared to last quarter, we have improved. Last quarter of last financial year, I'm saying 17.38%, yes. We have improved to 19.49%.
Okay, so you're talking about the EBITDA margin of 14 to 16%?
Yes.
Why are we guiding it so low when we can achieve about 17% of PAT margins in FY24 or 25?
So this is the what we mentioning is the sustainable margin as far as whatever the order book as of now we have. But definitely the play will come from the operational efficiency, timely execution of order, cost initiative, budgeting, tight financial control. All these are the parameters whereby we see savings going forward.
Any reason why we are guiding a lower margin than what we are already achieving?
No, nothing so specific, but we wanted to be realistic.
Okay. And any idea on the BESS, the tenders that are afloat right now? What is like the quantity of tenders that are afloat right now, and how much can we capture the market in that?
So it depends upon the size of the project where our customer wanted to install solar project along with BESS. So purely whatever the requirement of the customer depend upon the requirement and the whatever battery specification that has been provided by us. Our job is to execute those projects, whether it's a BESS, whether it's a solar. So these are our execution will play in this.
Yeah, but have we already participated in a few tenders, or we're still in the preparation stage?
We are bidding actually. We are actively bidding because the government is also very active to have more renewable energy in the country. So they are also slotting various tenders with the RTC. So we are actively bidding all these tenders.
And can you quantify the number of bids that we have for BESS?
No, all these are the specific information which is not readily available in this conference call. But what we can mention is we are actively bidding in all kind of bidding which are coming from the...
By when do we get orders from the BESS segment, if I could ask that?
Definitely the order flow will be like this. Suppose it take, once the tender slots, it take two months to just submit the bid. Once we are L1, etc., then the competitive bidding will start, reverse bidding will start. So normally from a tender, when you start date to like awarding of tender, it may take 6 to 8 months time.
So can we expect any orders in like 4Q FY26 or maybe the first quarter of FY27?
It's a very future question. We don't know actually at this stage.
And these projects that we are bidding for, are these BOP projects, or we are going to be supplying batteries as well?
So that, again, as I said, depend what is the customer required, what is the scope which is offered to us and where we are bidding. It's totally depend actually. It's a very dynamic market this is.
Okay. Yeah, that is it from my side. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. So the next question is from the line of Mamta Agarwal from ABS Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Thank you for the question. My question is, how is Waaree positioning itself to the benefit from schemes like PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and PM Kusum? Like, are there any active bids or partnerships?
Yeah. So, from these two schemes which you have mentioned, actually, so there will be a lot of solar installation under these two schemes where government is also supporting this scheme. Waaree Renewable as a EPC player will have more opportunity to have our EPC work if these kind of schemes are there in the country. But our main business is coming from the utility scale and C&I customers.
Okay. And so a second question. With the multiple new entrants in the market and consolidation in the EPC segment, so what are our unique strengths in execution, technology or service that position us as a preferred EPC partner for like large customers?
So if you see that we are in this business from quite many years, and our proven execution capability to execute large size of project. Presently the company is executing 2 gigawatt of the project at single location. Moreover, we are executing another project of 1 gigawatt. So there is the execution capability, timely delivering these projects is the key where the customer prefers us.
Okay. That's great. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Akshay Sathiche from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity again. So one last question was, after we do the EPC, the modules and all are supplied, say some of the modules don't function as they were supposed to. So where does the warranty stand? Is it with the parent or is it going to hit us? Also similarly, what could happen in the BESS systems?
So as far as we are concerned, we are a purely EPC player. Whenever that is required, that module is to be supplied from along with our EPC order, definitely we'll procure the module. And we also have back-to-back contract with the suppliers, the way the customer is looking at the module supply. So if it is required to be guaranteed to some extent, definitely those modules will be procured in the same fashion.
Okay, so I just wanted to understand if the modules don't function properly, so is it going to be on us or we're going to take it back to the...
As I mentioned, it will be a back-to-back from where who is supplying the module will have that kind of arrangement with them.
Okay. Got it. Thank you.
So the next question is from the line of Ankita Agrawal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
So my question is regarding the recent expansion of schemes like PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and also solar park approvals create new business opportunities. So I want to know, how is Waaree RTL positioned to maximize gains from such policies? And also, are there operational or compliance challenges to note?
So as I mentioned earlier, that the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana and this pump storage, so these are the two components which will be there, and we can also expand our EPC base to them. What was your second question?
Sir, second question was regarding solar park approvals, which will create new business opportunities.
Yeah. So as far as this, our Waaree Renewable technology is there, we are also like exploring to have some kind of ready availability of land and PE infrastructures. So we are also actively looking in various states wherever there is an opportunity to have land and PE infrastructure, so that this can be offered as a complete package along with our EPC to our customers.
Okay, any kind of timeline or scale of those engagements?
So this is an ongoing process actually. This not, this doesn't have any kind of fixed timeline. This is an ongoing process which we are doing.
So we are not involved in any of the 55 approved solar parks.
No, no, we are not there. But what we mentioned is that these are the opportunity which where the EPC player like us will benefit out of it.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for answering my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. So the next question is from the line of Pawan Kumar from Share Capital. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity.
Yes.
My first question, where we are right now in our 2 gigawatt EPC project, what are the timelines of completion?
So we are progressing this, it took off in the last quarter itself, so it will take time for us to complete this project. There is a timeline by given by the customer to execute this project. So over this current financial year, we'll have maximum execution as far as this project is concerned.
Okay, sir. And so secondly, sir, can you give some sense of our like EPC project bidding, any sort of size, or are we bidding for bigger size? Some color on that.
No, what I understand, we are there in the all form of our EPC, whether it is any 50 megawatt, 100 megawatt, up to the, we have scaled up to 2 gigawatt. So whatever projects coming between, we are taking those projects.
So are we actually bidding for a higher sizes, or is it same for the last maybe? What is the trend going on for the last?
No, nothing specific about the size, because the size can vary. We are there to execute all kind of projects actually. Is it a turnkey, maybe the supply of module, etc. We are there to execute.
Okay. And so last question, where we are in our data center, as you mentioned that you are looking for opportunity there in that space also. So where we are right now in that, are we exploring, or are we really going for the next stage, like building these projects?
There is a great amount of opportunity as far as the data center EPC work is concerned, because this AI, etc. consume more data. So we'll have possibility of engaging EPC work of these data center, whereby there is an opportunity also to be green data center as well. So we are actively looking all the opportunity which are there for EPC work in data center.
So can we expect some orders coming up maybe in this financial year from the data center, or maybe some other opportunities like?
Anything of is difficult to comment actually. At this stage, we will not be able to comment whether this year it will come. But definitely, we are chasing actively any order which are likely to come or will come. Definitely, we'll announce it on exchanges.
And sir, lastly, sir, what sort of margin do you look for, like the new line of businesses, be it data center, be it green hydrogen, or BESS? What sort of margin we are targeting in these new initiatives?
So this is the like not very active field as of now, where margin can be determined with respect to BESS or data center, EPC, etc. It will evolve gradually.
Okay. So thank you for all the answers. And congratulations again.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, this was the last question. And on behalf of Wari Renewable Technologies Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.